910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Pentagon putting jobs on the chopping block. Sources telling ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked top officials to draw up plans for an 8% cut. It would be the largest cuts in over a decade there. President Trump speaking at a Saudi-backed investment meeting in Florida about the federal job cuts.
We offered deferred resignation buyouts to all federal workers, resulting in more than 75,000 bureaucrats voluntarily surrendering their taxpayer-funded jobs.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul vowing to fight the U.S. Department of Transportation's attempt to block New York's congestion pricing program, calling it an attack on the state's sovereignty, and vowing to take the case as far as it needs to go. A winter storm sweeping the East Coast as a brutal wave of record-shattering cold moves across much of the country. 100 million Americans on alert. The Tennessee Valley Authority urging voluntary power reductions due to the extreme cold. This is ABC News. The first lawsuit has been filed in that deadly Washington, D.C. plane collision, taking aim at the FAA and the United States Army.
In what's likely to be the start of a lengthy legal battle after one of the deadliest aviation incidents in recent history, the family of a passenger who died in the mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. filed legal claims against the Federal Aviation Commission and the United States Army earlier this week, seeking $250 million in compensation. A lawyer for the family of Casey Crafton, a Connecticut father of three who died in the crash, called the collision a preventable tragedy and is investigating what he called willful neglect on the part of the airlines operating in D.C.'s heavily trafficked airspace. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
A Michigan woman was charged in court Wednesday for child abuse after she allegedly abandoned her three children for 4 to 5 years in what officials called absolute squalor. She faces life in prison if she's convicted. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%, felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it. while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries tonight, mostly cloudy, not quite as cold, low 0 to 5 below. And a mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, a high around 20. And mostly sunny and low 20s Friday. Even warmer into the weekend. Currently, it's 4.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will explain to me the difference between an absolute monarchy and a constitutional republic. Which one is by and for the people? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy midweek. Donald Trump just called Vladimir Zelensky a dictator and lied about how much money we've sent to Ukraine. It looks like Putin is about to win. This is breathtaking. Does Putin own Trump? I believe so. I've got a lengthy piece detailing all of the links over at HartmanReport.com today. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, Michael Tomasky, the publisher or the editor-in-chief, I believe is his title, of The New Republic, which publishes my work from time to time, is going to be with us to talk about the United States actually joining an international fascist network of fascist countries and political parties under Trump. Also, critics warn that Trump's latest order should concern you more than any so far. And Newsweek is alerting people on Social Security to be ready that there may be benefit failures as a result of Elon Musk laying off people at the Social Security Administration. So a lot to talk about there. In our third hour, Dean Obidala is going to drop by. Did Donald Trump end the federal investigations into Musk? Sure looks like it. He's got a FOIA filing going on. And a federal prosecutor in D.C. resigned yesterday after declining a request from Trump to freeze the assets of a company that was providing, green services, as it were, to the federal government. They're now trying to reach into our checking accounts and freeze our money? Seriously? We'll talk about all those things. But in our first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the entire hour, taking your calls at 202-808-9925. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and the chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website and also his Blue Sky, whatever you call it, title, label, handle. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. It's always good having you with us. I'm curious your take on Donald Trump unilaterally surrendering Ukraine to Russia. What the hell is going on here, sir?
You know, it's not even a daily or sometimes even an hourly occurrence of something that Donald Trump does that doesn't make sense. And this is one more of those. You know, to do what he's doing is giving, first of all, he's caving in to Russia, which is not exactly, the friendliest country to the United States. Second, he's telling Europe that, you know, we may not be there should you be ever in trouble. And I think he's, you know, really bargaining from a position of weakness right now. But it's on top of all the other stuff. I literally just left a press conference we had over at the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, with, literally dozens and dozens of Democratic state legislators who are all talking about, you know, all the cuts that are happening as well, or potential cuts through this reconciliation bill that now they've said we're going to take up in the House next week. So there's just so much happening. I think the most important thing, though, Tom, and I'm going to stress this, and I'll probably say it too many times during the program today, this is most everything that Donald Trump's been doing, especially around the reconciliation bill and the cuts, is all about a giant transfer of wealth from the middle class and those aspiring to be to the wealthiest through the tax cut, the $4.5 trillion minimum that they need for the next 10 years. So the $1.5 trillion in cuts that are going to affect Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and school funding and so much more veterans programs, that's a part of it. But this is a giant transfer of wealth that it's been their goal all the time. It's not about waste, fraud, and abuse. And I just think we got to repeat that over and over and over again so that people really understand.
I get that, but I believe it's something much greater than that. Elon Musk started visiting Russia right after Putin became president. He first went in 2001, then he went back in 2002. Jim Stewartson, Scott, over at mind-war.com, has all the contacts. He's been talking to Putin for the last couple of years. He interrupted Starlink service to Ukraine on behalf of Putin. He reached out. Putin asked him to not offer Starlink to Taiwan as a favor to President Xi. Apparently, he acceded to that. And now he is taking apart the American government. I could see Vladimir Putin, if he owns Donald Trump, and I believe he does, not only saying, I'm going to keep Ukraine and screw you, and you're going to pull out of Europe because that's next on my menu, but also saying to Donald Trump, you know, these Democrats, they're just laughing at you. They're spending all this money. They're doing all this stuff. Your government is all bloated. I mean, you know, why don't you have my friend Elon Musk come in and just destroy the American government? It looks to me like our country is under assault, like this is war. And the war is being waged against us by Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I definitely think there is, this is the wealthiest in this country trying to get their, what they think is their share, right? They're fighting to get this tax cut that'll, you know, it's 10 years worth of tax cuts. This is huge money to Elon Musk. And why do you think he does this with Russia or China, right? It's all about money. This is for him to enrich himself. But, you know, we watch Mark Zuckerberg roll over and get his belly rubbed. We're watching Jeff Bezos do a lot of things like that as well. This is about the wealthiest ripping off, a Republican ripoff of taxpayers to get programs that help the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class and directly transfers that wealth to the wealthiest. So that's what reconciliation is about. But it's, you know, the fraud is that it's about waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, in reality, it's about getting this money so that they can profit off of it. And Elon Musk will use whoever to do that. And I'm sure Vladimir Putin is certainly willing to use Donald Trump also to his goals. At the end of the day, the buffoon, the person who is not getting it all, but will at least get a tax cut out of it, is Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, I get all that. But J.D. Vance is a follower of Curtis Yarvin. Curtis Yarvin has, you know, apparently, as is Musk, I can't confirm that, but you know, Yarvin is like the guru to a lot of these tech bros, these billionaire tech bros. And his position is that democracy has failed. The democracy is a failed system. The democracy needs to be abandoned, that we need to have a technocracy, that we should replace most of our government institutions with AI programs that will decide who appropriately gets Social Security, how much Medicare gets paid out, you know, how, you know, all these other things. It looks to me like that's what they're executing. Let's destroy America. Let's tear down this democratic system. Let's replace it with something that is far more autocratic. Trump is also pursuing the same plans that both Putin and Orban did when they first came into power. Orban in 2010 and Putin in 2001, which is, you know, suing the media, trying to put the media out of business, intimidating the media. Now you've got the head of the FCC, Brennan Carr, is opening an investigation in what maybe even a criminal investigation into NPR, for God's sake. I mean, these people are playing for keeps. They are trying to destroy our country, Congressman.
Yeah, and the good news, and there is some good news, is that we do have a legal system that right now is helping to push back. But, you know, elections have consequences, right? We don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the executive branch. So we need that litigation. We need the groups that are doing that litigation. And then we need to get this information out there, Tom. And, you know, that's why we just talked with people who, you know, receive Medicaid and what they're worried about. It means if someone who's with a disability can't live in their home, the quality of life. We just talked to a veteran who's seeing the firings at the VA hospital across the country. And, you know, we just did the PACT Act so that more veterans could get health care. We are already have a staff shortage. And if you take away more people, more veterans will bluntly die if they don't have access to health care. We just had a teacher talking about the cuts to Title I in IDEA funding, because there's, I think, a $330 billion cut out of the reconciliation bill targeted towards the Department of Education. Well, not only does that mean fewer teachers and bigger class sizes, but it means a shift to local property taxes. So now you're going to get screwed by your local taxes. You're going to pay more so that these wealthy folks get the tax break as well. There's a lot that we need to address on this, but I think really keeping, for me, I think that you're keeping it to the to what they're up to with this tax cut, because it is so imminent. Next week is likely a vote in the House on reconciliation, I think, is what we need people. While members are home this week, you know, they need to hear from people who live in their district about this.
You know, I prefer calling it treason, frankly. I think they are destroying this country that our founders had this vision for of a democratic republic. I get what you're saying, but and Trump just filed a motion this morning or yesterday afternoon, I guess, with a federal judge saying, this is the judge, forgive me, I'm forgetting his name, who said you must put funding to USAID and National Institutes of Health back into place. And Trump just said, no, we're going to ignore your order.
Filing. Yeah, and that's one
we're
of the
destroying
biggest
the American government.
Yeah, is dealing with that. No question. However, I truly believe fundamentally this is about oligarchs wanting to get richer, the richest in this country. And that's what Donald Trump's always been about. It's always been about himself and his family and the people who can afford to go to Mar-a-Lago. Elon Musk clearly is just someone who wants to enrich himself. I don't want to keep my eye off of that prize.
No, I get that. And then Putin made himself the richest man in the world. I mean, you know, he built a billion-dollar Dacha down in,
You can do it, right, in government. And Donald Trump is trying to continue that process. But at the same time, when this reconciliation bill moves, and if we really see this level of cuts coming through, by the time the average Republican who voted for Trump, who didn't expect this, realizes that they've been on the menu the whole time, it's going to be too late. So for me, what I've got to do is get members to hear from constituents now.
Yeah, I get it. It's 16 minutes past the, almost 17 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us here for the hour, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Chair Emeritus. And he will be taking your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can find him over on Blue Sky at the same, pocan.house.gov. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. Congressman Mark Pocan will be taking your calls in just a second.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. CB Distillery's Stock Up Sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They've got natural, plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm stocking up on with this sale. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com and the code is VIP, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is on the line with us, taking your calls. Joe in Cupertino, California, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Tom, thank you. I registered for, what is that, 51 yesterday. It was a very good idea.
Oh, great.
March 15th, is that the date, if I'm not mistaken? Congressman Pocan, it was a pleasure to speak with you. I don't often speak with you. I'm a low-con as my congressman, but you sit on appropriations. And I wanted to know if you were aware of this letter that was sent by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Rosa DeLauro about Keith Hegseth's housing arrangement. Are you aware of that?
About which head? I mean, I think I'm on the letter, actually, because I think Rosa DeLauro is the chair of the Appropriations Committee, but I missed the words you said.
Okay, well, you know, when he's asked...
It's about Keith Hegseth's housing, Congressman.
Yes. And apparently, you know, found a place with 4,000 square foot a flag officer's house that apparently it wasn't in the budget, but it's requiring like $137,000 worth of repair work. And he wants it to be painted before he moves in, apparently. But yeah. You have a letter that she wrote dated the 30th, or the 7th, I'm sorry, February, that he's supposed to respond back to you by the 21st of this month as to why he requires government housing and why does he have to live in this house. And he was supposed to tell us, you know, if that's, if he's going to pay rent. He's making $246,000, $400 a year. I just wanted to point out, though, that in September of 23, Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted to cut the defense secretary's pay to a dollar. And she did it again in June of 24. Yeah. So, I mean,
Joe, let's get the congressman's response here.
Yeah, Joe, so I hear what you're saying. So Rosa DeLauro is the chair, the ranking Democrat, I'm sorry, of the Appropriations Committee, was the chair. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the ranking member of the MILCON, Military Veterans Construction Subcommittee. So I think that's why they did the letter. And we are doing lots of letters like that to get the information. I think it was just those two on that particular letter. I know there's a few others that we've also sent. Quite honestly, there's a lot of letters flying. There's a lot of litigation flying. You know, we're trying to get the information where we can and fight back. But litigation, honestly, is going to be and has been so far our best friend on things. With letters, we can try to get information, but we're not directly in charge. And if they ignore letters, just bluntly, there's not a lot of recourse until they come before a committee, and then we can try to ask it in person.
Michael in Gainesville, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We have just about a minute, Michael, so please, a quick one.
Okay, real quick. Representative Pocan, you are in one of three states that has it written into its U.S. state constitution the obligation of happiness. That's Wisconsin, Virginia, and Massachusetts. And the reason that's important, because no child is happy making an F, a D, or a C. And you may not be aware of it, Tom there is, but every child that is biologically and physically able to read and learn all the science, math, and history expected of an A student should be able to. And it's our responsibility in those three states.
So, Michael, your question?
The state constitution. The question is, will you back that state constitution?
Thank you.
Yeah, if I was in the state legislature, I would do everything I can to do exactly what you're saying. I think we're trying to do that by fighting back on the cuts on Department of Education, where they really want to get rid of the department completely, Tom. And then, of course, Medicaid, which is part of
it. Yeah, I get it. 26 minutes past the hour, 27 minutes now. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. One of our favorite days of the week. We'll be right back with on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Pocan. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Pentagon putting jobs on the chopping block. Sources telling ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked top officials to draw up plans for an 8% cut. It would be the largest cuts in over a decade there. President Trump speaking at a Saudi-backed investment meeting in Florida about the federal job cuts.
We offered deferred resignation buyouts to all federal workers, resulting in more than 75,000 bureaucrats voluntarily surrendering their taxpayer-funded jobs.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul vowing to fight the U.S. Department of Transportation's attempt to block New York's congestion pricing program, calling it an attack on the state's sovereignty, and vowing to take the case as far as it needs to go. A winter storm sweeping the East Coast as a brutal wave of record-shattering cold moves across much of the country. 100 million Americans on alert. The Tennessee Valley Authority urging voluntary power reductions due to the extreme cold. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only 2 turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents, and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight and just a few flurries. Otherwise, lows near 5 below. Our winds will become light. On Thursday, a mostly sunny sky set to develop. A light northwest breeze as highs top out in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 4.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Bird Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world.
I'm Todd Alball. I'm taking you to the Birkenbeiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Maggie Dawn.
Trump declares himself king, and Missouri says that it will monitor women's pregnancy. Me and my guest co-host Tom Paulswitz dive right in at 2 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
This woman, Pramila Jayapal, who I've known since right after 9/11. But anyway,
she's going to be on the program tomorrow, Roger, FYI.
She's on tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I just learned.
All right, good.
So.
Okay, I can ask her, too, if the congressman can't immediately find the answer. Anyway, since lower courts are trying to stop this shock and awe, I'm wondering, one of two suggestions, questions, rather. Do you recommend that we non-lawyers find a 504 organization, lobbying organization, to file an amicus brief with the district or appeals courts? And two, when are you in Congress going to get these articles of impeachment going? So if you could answer either or both, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I can answer the first part probably a little more constructively, which would be my recommendation to folks is two things. That if this is a strategy of litigation and communication, so supporting the groups that are doing the lawsuits is really important. I don't know if individual amicus briefs are the best, but I think asking the groups that are doing the lawsuits, and there are many of them right now, but on the areas that you're most concerned, that's really important, because that is the work, the courts that are able to stop things that we can't right now legislatively, being in the minority. So I think that's important. And then communication, you know, getting, circulating the information out there, because I'll tell you, these MAGA folks, what's most troubling to me, Tom, is I read, and I shouldn't, some of the comments on social media, and they are the most uninformed people I have ever heard. It's because they just take whatever they hear from Elon Musk or Donald Trump or whatever conservative source, and they believe it. But, you know, we've proven that, you know, the DOGE Commission is putting classified data on their website because they don't have the brains to know what that even means. They're saying they saved $8 billion on something, and it's really $8 million, and actually $2.5 million spent, so maybe it's $5.5 million. They don't know what they're doing because they don't understand the federal government. We need to get this information out, but most importantly is that this is all to steal money from the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class and giving it to Elon Musk and Donald Trump and people who belong to Mar-a-Lago. So the more we can recirculate that information, eventually Republicans who aren't the most heavy Kool-Aid drinkers will realize that they're being screwed over by these policies, but it'll probably be too late after they've passed this tax cut. So we need to get the information out now.
Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hello. Thank you. I agree with Tom wholeheartedly that this problem is bigger than we realize with this takeover of democracy. And I'm afraid with Ukraine, this is an example of it where everybody can watch. In 94, Clinton convinced Ukraine and others to give up their nukes, biggest mistake they could have made. And then they try to crawl out from under this agreement we had, calling an agreement. Well, we didn't really, it's not bonded. I mean, are you serious? And American, the UK pushed, really, by agreement, Ukraine to go ahead and fight this war. They had other options, but they went with America, and they've been burned twice. I'm surprised they'll even consider us as
So what's your question, Diane, for Congressman Pocan?
My question is, why aren't more of these politicians standing up for Ukraine? I watch the media. I'm into it a lot. I'm retired. I can spend the time. And I am not seeing politicians standing up. They want us to go in the streets and protest, but you don't see them even getting in front of a camera. And it's just very frustrating, and it's just...
Yeah, let's get his response, Diane.
They get a paycheck, they should earn it.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, Diane, so this is kind of a perpetual thing, and I tell you, it gets frustrating because people are doing that. There have been special orders or people talking on the floor of Congress about these issues. But if you don't see it in the mass media or through now social media, it didn't happen, right? And that's part of the problem. But I want to say in the absolute strongest terms I can possibly say, in 1 week, the House is determined to vote on the reconciliation bill. And we have to really keep that focus. If anyone doesn't in the next 24 hours use the number that Tom will probably give you right after I finish talking and call your member of the House and the Senate and tell them not to support the reconciliation bill, we're going to do ourselves a disservice. Because if they start advancing this, and don't forget, March 14th is a government shutdown deadline, they're going to be able to do one of the largest transfers of wealth in American history from the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class. So next week is the vote. We can do more than one thing at once, right? And people are talking about Ukraine, and I'm glad we're continuing to talk about this, especially with the bravado of Vladimir Putin right now. But there's an actual vote next week, because we don't schedule things, Republicans do, on the reconciliation bill. And that call has to happen today. And better yet, if you're a member of Congress is doing a town hall, show up. Do whatever you can to make sure that you're getting in their face, especially the Republicans that are the most likely to vote this bill. I don't think a Democrat will vote for it.
Yeah, and the number to call Congress is 202-224-3121. Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Greetings, Jen. Thank you for taking my call. Mark, thank you for being such a wonderful advocate for our district. We just love you here, as you know. I was wondering if you guys have thought of getting up with the labor unions to back you up and engage in a little industrial sabotage. And I don't want anybody to freak out about this. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about perhaps some very well-targeted, random, unpredictable work stoppages. And let me tell you, there is a lot of union people that would engage in such things and would particularly be targeting the people that are supporting the politicians that are here to rip our country apart. That's one thing. People, I run a little social media thing, and I'm telling you, people are very frustrated. They don't see the Democrats really coming out and doing, you know, what they talked about in Pulp Fiction about getting medieval on your ass. So, you know, think of things like that. There's wonderful people in the labor movement. They know how to talk to working people.
Let's get the Congressman's response.
They can do some really great things.
Thank you. What happened? Did we just hit a break? Why am I hearing it? Yeah. Well, okay, we're in a break. our equipment just freaked out. Hang on. We're not in the break? Okay. All right, Congressman, we're just going to ignore that music. Congressman, you want to respond to her question?
Sure. Well, first of all, Kathy, thank you for being a constituent and for calling in today. You know, I actually think there's something, and I'm really looking to a lot of the federal unions because they're obviously looking at what legality of anything they do could be. But, you know, I've seen a national union leader who I really respect pose the idea of a wildcat strike the day that we could have a shutdown. Because Donald Trump, I think, out of pure drama, will want a shutdown. I just, Tom, in my gut, that's what I think he's going to
want to do. Oh, he had the longest shutdown in history when he was president last time, and he loved it.
Yeah, you know, Celebrity Apprentice, right? He loves it. It's drama, right? He thinks it makes a point. But if you actually shut down the federal government, not just the non-essential, so to speak, parts of it, but everything, people would feel the crunch. And he's hoping they won't, because a lot of those people have to work even when there is a shutdown. So, you know, I'm not advocating directly for it, but I am very intrigued by hopefully the unions are looking at this. And if they really want to show this guy to be the charlatan he is, there may be a way to, by showing how much the federal government really does impact your life. Not just all the things we're talking about, cuts, but, you know, very basic services. If the American people can't get that help, it might just prove Donald Trump to be the big liar that he is.
Joni in Red Bluff, California, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. I wanted to bring to light the three candidates that are running for the special election. And I was wondering how Congress is helping these candidates and how can Americans help these three candidates. And if I could say their name, their names, is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Shoot, now I have it on my phone. There's Josh Wheel, and he's Florida District 6. That's on April 1st. Gay Valamont, and that's Matt Gaetz's position. That is on April 1st. And Blake Gendenbein, and that's November 4th in New York.
Gay will be on our program on Friday, by the way. Congressman?
Yeah, well, Jeannie, thank you for doing that, because I'm in my federal office and I can't say vote for or vote against. So you mentioned the candidates that are out there. I think, you know, what people can do is support any candidate they support from any party. But I can't be more specific than that. But clearly, elections have consequences. We're living through the absolute living example of that statement. So thank you for calling and stating what you stated.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. And yeah, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Here. Okay, our automation system seems to have a crash. It's all good. We can continue.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, it's Big G. Join me and Greg Gunderson as we broadcast live at 101 FM WHSM Muskie Country from our downtown Hayward studios. We're live on February 22nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., covering the 51st Burker Biner, finishing right here in downtown Hayward. Spin the prize wheel to win great certificates from local businesses. Stop by for snacks and refreshments. Big thanks to our title sponsor, Big Fish Golf Club and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill in Hayward, Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman.
Make my check it out. Mic hot.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. Congressman, I'm sorry. Our hardware problem here is continuing, but we're still on the air, so all is good. We just don't have a nice little music to bring you back in. Linda in Curtis, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. Linda?
I'm actually in Buckley.
Okay. I'll fix that. So what's your question?
Well, I have a question about a video I saw with Mark Pocan. Ro Khanna. Where he was explaining why he wasn't going to invalidate Trump's election, and he said it was because of the will of the people. So my question is, does Pocan think that Trump was a normal candidate, and is he a normal president?
Thank you. Congressman?
Right, but he's anything but normal, right? You know, this guy is breaking every precedent of any president, you know, being a leader of a country and not just worrying about himself. I mean, Donald Trump is a narcissist. He wants to enrich himself and empower himself. He wants to be an authoritarian leader. He's empowering other authoritarians around the world because he likes that style of leadership. And at the end of the day, he's going to steal money and rip off the American people, the middle class, and those who are poorest, in order to enrich himself and Elon Musk and other people like him. So is that normal? I would hope not. Anything but.
Yeah. Diane in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom and Rep Pocan. Yes, I was just going to mention that is a good idea about the labor groups being there on protests. When I went there on Monday, now that was brought up, I saw no labor at all. And when I last time I protested was years ago in the 90s, and every time any issue, they would always be there. And I can't blame that black man for being angry right now. I can't blame him at all. Not all white people. I know he doesn't want to hear that. I'm not even talking to my family right now. My husband's not really talking to his much. And that's no boo-hoo for me. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, there are other people that will fight with you. I plan on protesting again down at the Capitol
forgive me, but we have limited time. Yeah. So your question is, can Democrats get labor more involved in protests, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Congressman?
Yeah. Yeah, Diane, I'll tell you, this happens to be one of the things I'm very concerned about as well, because there has not been the national marches that we had the last time Donald Trump was elected. We had the National Women's March, over 200 locations. I think we had 20,000 plus people in the winter in Madison, Wisconsin for the rally. And so far, the only protests have been kind of pop-up ones with very little organization and with hundreds of people, maybe up to 1,000 showing up in Madison. And that, I don't think, sends the same message as when we have those big national ones that everyone participates in. These pop-up ones, we've actually had to make calls one time to figure out who even was putting it together because we couldn't figure that out easily, and that's a problem. So I would hope that some of the national groups that have the most people across the country, Indivisible, Move On, and others, can figure out how to have a day of a national protest to really that everyone can participate in, so that we have tens of thousands of people in Madison, Wisconsin, and hundreds of cities across the country on the same day doing the same thing. But right now we haven't had that yet, and I do think that's lacking, and we need it sooner than later.
Yeah, you're familiar with indivisible.org. Are you familiar with 5050.one?
I am not personally.
This is the group that organized all the big protests on Monday, and their website is 5050, FIFTY.ONE, and it's 50 states, 50 state capitals, one day. And I think that they have another giant national protest scheduled for March, maybe March 15th. But
just weekend. Really good, right? When everyone can come, because those are when we get tens of thousands of people. And I got to tell you, the visual, at least for Madison, Wisconsin, having 400 or 1,000, I think, which were the last two rallies that they had here in this administration, looked very different than 20,000 people.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Dennis in Lonsdale, Minnesota. We have about a minute. You got a quick question, Dennis, please? Very, very brief.
Yes, I do. Thanks for having me on. I have a lot of relatives that live on Social Security alone. And they're staying up at night wondering if they're going to be able to get a check, and what would they do if they don't get it?
Yeah, and Dennis, that's a very good question, because as you start to downsize these administrations, and as DOGE has proved, they have fired multiple groups of people that they didn't mean to. They fired people who work on nuclear missiles, and they didn't mean to, they said. They fired people who are doing research on avian flu, and they said they didn't mean to. Maybe just don't do things until you know what you're doing, and that's the problem. But they could do things, especially with a government shutdown potentially, that could affect checks when they come out and other timing of things. And that has real life impacts on people. But, you know, Donald Trump and Elon Musk don't care if they don't get a check, because they've got plenty in savings to get by. That's why we have to speak out and fight back. And we have to be heard, especially Republican representatives in Congress and the Senate need to hear from their constituents in this week, because next week could be a vote in the House already.
So in your opinion, calling 202-224-3121 and speaking specifically to your Republican representatives is a critical thing right now.
Absolutely, and leaving the message if you can't talk directly.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure having you on. We look forward to this. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, as always. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of the break, Michael Tomasky with the New Republic will be with us. And after that, my daily take. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now, and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, they're working to keep your Social Security safe. Alex Lawson from Social Security Works joins us. Plus weather with Brittany Merlot and sports with Paul Noonan.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump doubling down, repeating much of what he tweeted about President Zelensky during his event in Miami Wednesday evening, again calling Zelensky a dictator. And on the way back to Washington on Air Force One, questioning aid funding that had been sent to Ukraine.
It's also time to find out what happened with all the money, because he made the statement that half of it he doesn't know where it is or something like that. And I'd like to find out all the money that we've been sending to Ukraine. Where is it?
Aid was sent for Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion. President Trump's administration Wednesday lost its appeal to lift a nationwide injunction against his executive order that would end birthright citizenship. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth preparing for massive budget cuts at the Pentagon, trimming the payroll by a targeted 8%. The Senate set to vote Thursday on whether to confirm Kash Patel as FBI director. He cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee last week. Vote 12-10. Party lines. Dave Packer, ABC News. Some good news.